Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah number 140, mitzvah Kuf Mem, as we continue with the karbanos that are gone through in Parshas Tzav. Yesterday we did the second mitzvah related to chatas, two mitzvah related to chatas, the maisa chatas, and the iser of eating the meat of a chatas that's supposed to be brought inside. Then today we have the mitzvah of asham. Then the next time tomorrow we have the mitzvah of shlamim, and then we get into some details of shlamim. But these are the ones that are repeated. The Torah tells us at the beginning of Perek Zayin, Vizos Torah Sa'asham, Kodesh Kadashim Hi. This is an asham, it's Kodesh Kadashim. Bimkom Asha Yishchatu Asa Ola Yishchatu Asa Asham. In the same place that Yishach the Ola Yishach the Asham, as Dama Yisroch al Mizbeach Saviv, and you put the blood on the Mizbeach. There's Kol Chelbo Yakriv Mimanu Asa Aliyev, Asa Chel, Machat, Asa Kerev. It goes through all the halachas of Asham, and Pasuk Vav calls Zachar Bakohanim Yochlanu, Bavakom Kadoshi Yochel, Kodesh Kadashim Hu. These are all the halachas of Asham. And based on these psukim, the Sefer Chinuch says, Shenitz Tavinu Sheyasu Akohanim Meleches Karban HaAsham, the Kohanim are commanded, right, that is this mitzvah, separate from the mitzvah that we learned earlier in the end of Parshas Vayikra, the mitzvah of all the Averis that one brings an Asham for, that was mitzvah Kuf Chaf, Kuf Chaf Vav, Kuf Chaf Zayin, all the mitzvahs connected to Asham, the specific Averis. Kuf Chaf Tes was the specific mitzvahs, Karban Asham Vadai. Lakrav Karban Al Chatam HaYiduim, that was back 129. But this mitzvah 140 is the mitzvah on the Kohanim, Shenemar, Vizos Torah Asham V'chulu Kamosha Kasa B'Parsha. Halo Amarti Lecha, says the Chinuch, She'in Lano Lichtov Shorish B'Melachas Elu, as he said yesterday and the day before, I'm not going to go into the details, to be Shein Ein Prate HaKarban, Vein Lachzar Achar Tama, the details are somewhat more difficult to understand, but we have been trying to give some of the symbolism as we did from the Meshech Chachma yesterday. Remember the Averis that one brings an Asham for? Three Averis that one brings an Asham for? One brings an Asham for, as the Mishnah says, we say it every morning, Asham Gizelos, where someone denies having something of their friends, and they could have gotten it as a Shomer, as I found your Aveda, I stole something from you. Anytime when I have something from you, of yours, and I deny it, that's Asham, that's the Avera of, you have to bring a carbon Asham, Asham Gazelos, Asham Mi'ilos, I have violated the Isra Mi'ila, I have to bring in a carbon Asham. Shivcha Charufa was discussed a little bit in the Minchas Chinuch there, if you remember, and that's because really it comes up later in the Torah. Those are the three Averas. There's also an Asham for a Mitzora and for a Nazir. All of those five make up the carbon Asham, and the Maisa of those Avodos is included in today's mitzvah. Dini ha'asham, zacharnu k'sasam l'malo b'parashas v'yikra, we already discussed it earlier. V'adai nodia sh'ha'asham eno bala olam elim b'zichri k'fasim b'vad. I've mentioned this before, but I'll say it again. Asham is always males. Male karbanos, v'yesh asham ba migidulei hamin, some come from older, v'yesh menaktanim, and some come from younger. The older ones are the ones for aveiros, gazelos, milos, and shivcha harufa, and the asham nazir mitzora come from younger ones, as the footnote says, ma'asehu b'shchita v'zrika umalicha v'he'emurin, it's shchita, and sprinkling, and salting, all the different avodos of an asham, v'tenufa, and the tenufa, which the Minchas Chinuch points out in Oz Beis, is a mistake, because tnufa, the waving of a carbon, only applies to one asham, asham mitzora. Right, then so Ospeis, the Minchas Chinuch points that out. So tnufa should not be there. Maybe it should be smicha instead. Smicha is mentioned in Os Aleph, which we'll get to. But that is the listing of the avodos. Ba asham os shavet, they're all generally the same. Chutz mi asham mitzora. Asham mitzora is a little different because you have to do some differences with the blood and differences with the oil. V'yaser prati amitzvah mevaram bizvachim. Okay, finishing up, and then we'll talk about it. V'no heges bizman abayis bizichrei kahuna. This mitzvah applies the avodah of the asham by the male kahanim. V'koina over aleha v'lo hikrif ha'asham k'mishpato bitel asay. And if somebody doesn't do the avodah of an asham, he's bevatel the mitzvahs asay of bringing an asham. We had a sheer bi'iyun about this, but we'll get into it again now, because this is the mitzvah. If you think about an asham in lamdis, if you study the halachos of chatas and ola and asham, asham really seems to be in the middle, in between two extremes. As we discussed 2 days ago, chatas is in one extreme. Chatas is known in the Gemara as ba'al chet. It comes from most averos that I do by accident, I have to bring a carbon chatas. The first Mishnah in Krisis lists off all the averos that if I did it b'mezen, I'm chayav karis, if I do it b'shogeg, I'm chayav chatas. So chatas, being that it is ba'al chet, it has the most comprehensive laws relating to its zrikas hadam. to its rika. That's why it has four, it's on all four corners. And that's why it's all above the chut hasikra. And that's why you can't just fling it in the cup. You have to, they have to dip a finger in and put it on the mizbeach. Chatas has the and it has four, not just two that two on the opposite corners. It has the most comprehensive laws related to its zrikas, because a chatas is ultimately ba'al chet. It's a machaper. It's the ultimate in atonement. On the other hand, the other extreme we would say is a carbon ola. An ola most of the time is known, like the Gemara says in Zvachim, as a present, as a doron. You bring an ola because you just want to give an adava to Hashem. Yeah, the Gemara says that it gives you atonement for certain things that you didn't have to bring a carbon for in the first place. Like a mitzvah saseh that you didn't do. Like a lav hanita glase, that there was no other punishment. So an ola covers a little bit, but really an ola is not ba'al chet. That is what the Gemara categorizes it as. So you have a chatas on the one hand, which is ba'al chet in the most ultimate sense, and its zrikos are the most comprehensive. An ola, what's an ola? An ola, you do the zrikos on the bottom half of the mizbeach, under the chut hasikra. It's shtayim shehein arba. You only have to do two on the opposite corners. You don't have to do one on all four corners. It's not as serious, so to speak, as the zrikos of the chatas. So you have a chatas on one hand and the ola on the other hand. So then you come to asha. Asham, fascinatingly, is somewhere in the middle. It has some halachas like Ola, and some halachas like Chatas. On the one hand, it's like Chatas in that it comes for Averis, like we just said. Three out of the five reasons why you bring a carbon Asham is for Averis. Number two, Asham is like a Chatas in terms of its laws of eating. Right, you only have to eat it yom v'layla. It's kachi kachim in that way, and so too the pasuk says in by asham v'chiper hakoyim v'nislach lo. You can't bring an asham as a nedava, voluntary. In all of these ways, it is similar to chatas. There's even a fascinating Ramban. It's a one line Ramban, and if we're not focusing on this sugya, we wouldn't pick up on it. But the Ramban writes in Parshas Naso. Parshas Naso, with the whole second half of Naso, as we know, Naso is the longest parsha, but it's not the hardest one to learn, because the whole second half is a repeat. So why is there a repeat over and over again? Because we go through all the karbanos of the Nisiyim. The Nisiyim, when the Mizbeach was Michunach, when we started bringing karbanos on the Mizbeach, we brought one of every single karban. So that if you look, let me just get it, if you look in Parshas Naso, it goes through, if you pick any one of the days, karbano, karas, kasef, achash, shlosh mayam, mishkalam, mizrukah, kachesef, v'chulu, shneim aleim, soles, belulav Hashem l'mincha. So you bring a mincha. And kavachaz, asar, zomalei, ketores. You bring ketores, even though ketores is only brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. Parachad ben bakar, ayalachad, kevesachad, ben shraso, la'ola. You bring an ola. Series of mechal, achatas. They brought a chatas, even though there was no aveira done. But this is just to be mechanech l'mizbeach. Ulezev achash shlamim, and then you bring a shlamim. So you bring a shlamim, a mincha, an ola, a chatas, and ketores. Every Nasi brought all the karbanas. Ask the Ramban, where's Asham? Where's Asham? Every carbon is brought. Where's Asham? Says the Ramban, it's included in chatas. That is what Ramban says. Ki achatas v'ha Asham davar echad v'shem echad hu v'torah achas lohem. When the Nesiyim brought the Asham, they were Yotzei Zayin Asham. So that's a big, if we think about it, we don't think, just reading the Ramban, you don't think it's so important, but if you think about the Lamdis, what do you mean? Asham is a separate carbon. But in some ways it's like a Chatas, and the Ramban, this Ramban is an extreme example of that. Because on the other hand, an Asham is not exactly the same as the Chatas. Why? A Chatas has a Zrika above. All these specific halachas of the Zrika of a Chatas doesn't apply to an Asham. An Asham has its shrikas like an Ola, under the Chut HaZikra. Only Shtayim Shein Harba, opposite, right? And there, you don't have to stick your finger in every time you sprinkle the blood. And there's no halachas, like we said 2 days ago, the special din of Dam Chatas, that sprinkles onto a beggar or onto a clay, that doesn't apply by an Asham. And also, as the Chinuch mentioned, an Asham and an Ola are both males, while a Chatas is mostly female. So an Asham is somewhere in the middle, and the ultimate answer is that you have to give it has both elements. It has both elements, it's a little bit like chatas, it's a little bit like ola. One could suggest, and this is what we mentioned in the Daf Be'iyun Shir, if you want to feel free to look at it, it's on the OU website also, under Daf Be'iyun, says we suggested that maybe Asham is mechaper, but in a different way. Chatas is focused on every specific aveira, it has to wipe out the aveira. Asham is more focused on the gavra. It's more focused on the halachic personality, and it wipes the person clean, focused on the gavra. We brought rayas then. We mentioned that's why the Zrikas you don't have the same halachas by the Zrikas, but there are various halachas related that we spoke about. But just one final point related, and then we'll get into some of the Minchas Chinuch. There's a very important machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Zvachim, quoted in Menachis, Zvachim Daf Hey, Menachis Daf Dalet, where the halacha of Nitak L'Re'iyah is discussed. What happens, we mentioned 2 days ago, there are five cases of Karban Chatas that you have to let the animal graze and let it die because it lost its connection to its owner. What is that? What are those cases? So we said the abbreviation is Vitimna. Vitimna. Vlad Chatas, if a Chatas has a baby. Tmuras Chatas, if you try to substitute a Chatas. So that also has no connection to the owner and a sin. It's a new Karban. Niskapra Ba'acher, you lost the first Chatas, you brought another one and you found the first one. Avra Shnasa, got too old. All of these, the halacha is, by the halacha of Moshe B'Sinai, that by these cases of chatas, they have to be left to die. The halacha of the Gemara says, the halacha of Moshe B'Sinai is that in the parallel asham cases, you have to let it graze. When it gets a mum, you could sell it and bring with the money a carbon ola. That's the halacha of asham shenitak l'ri'iyah. A chatas has to die. The Gemara says in the parallel cases where you have to let the chatas die, the asham, you wait till it gets a mum, and then you can bring with its money an ola. Major machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabanan? According to Rashi, it is a din d'oraisa. D'oraisa, you have to let the asham get a mum, sell it, take the money, and bring an ola. Rabbeinu Tam has the amazing shita, that's only a din d'rabanan. On a d'oraisa level, right when an asham loses in the parallel cases, meaning the owner dies, or you were makapa with another asham because you lost it. In those cases, mid'oraisa, you can bring that asham as an ola. Straight, without waiting for it to get a mum. An asham turns into an ola, naturally, automatically. That's what Rabbeinu Tam holds, and Rashi rejects that. So that machlokas, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, I think we mentioned this back in the Parshas Vayikra days as well, that is a very important machlokas related to this issue about what is the real identification of a carbon asham, and how related is it to carbon ola and carbon chatas. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's seamless. An asham could turn into an ola. D'oraisa. Midrabanan, we don't, for various reasons. But Rashi would never say such a thing. There is a shita in the Tanaim, of Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says in four places that just like that Ramban al Torah. So even though we don't hold like Rebbe Eliezer, it's important. He says that first Mishnah in Zvachim, where we know that if you shech the karban shelo lishma with in mind for a different karban, so the halacha is that it's kosher by all karbanas except for chatas and Pesach. But except for if I do a chatas l'shem ola, it's pasul. If I do an ola l'shem chatas, it's kosher. Ola is kosher, shlamim is kosher, chatas is different, because the second that you don't relate it to the owner or to the karban, so then it becomes pasul. But Lazar says, also asham. Asham is like chatas. In the case that we just spoke about, nitak l'ri'iyah, Rabbi Eliezer holds that an asham also has to die, just like the chatas has to die. And the Mishnah in Zachem Daf Pei Aleph, the avir that we spoke about yesterday's mitzvah, the dam that goes inside, the dam of a chatas that goes inside, passes the karban, the dam of an asham that goes inside also passes the karban. Rabbi Eliezer throughout Shas puts asham and chatas very close together. The Rabbanan do not. And they goofa might be arguing, seem to be arguing about our issue, how much is asham identified just with chatas, and it's just a little different, or does it stand on its own and have its own identity? Okay, that is a couple of points about the essence of asham. Let's go to the Minchas Chinuch for a little bit to discuss a couple of other points. Says the Minchas Chinuch, you know, it's Aleph. Second line, v'hinei ha'ashamos tunin smicha. Ashamos need smicha. The owner has to lean on the animal, b'chol koach, with all his might, in order to then transfer, so to speak, symbolically, the chatas, the chait, and he does vidui, as we said, smicha. So that's why the chinuch, for some reason, does not have smicha on the list. Maybe he means smicha instead of tenufa. There's a Rashi in Nida that the Achronim point out, and Tosfos elsewhere as well, that say Asham does not need smicha, but it seems to be against the Gemara. The Aruch Laner in Nida Daf Ayin seems to say that, he doesn't understand the Rashi, it seems to be against the Gemara. Gemara and Rashi elsewhere seem to say beferish that smicha is required by Asham. V'shchitasan v'kibodon batzafon. As we continue the halachas of Asham, it's shchit and kabbalas adam are done in the north side of the Azara, like all kachi kachim, two kachi kachim. V'tzorach lishchot gamkein l'shem oso chet shabalav. And also you have to shecht, like the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Zvachim and Daf Memvav, there are certain ideas that the Kohen has to have in mind when he shafts a carbon. L'shem, the proper carbon. L'shem, the owner. L'shem, that it should be a proper carbon. L'reach nichoach l'shem. And also, when it's a carbon brought for an avera, you have to have that avera in mind. What if he has stam das? He doesn't have any specific das in mind. Neutral das. So that's the sugya at the beginning of Zvachim called stama l'shma. Even if it's neutral, it's good enough. It's good enough. We have a similar concept in mitzvahs, not just by karbanos, and that is the sugya of mitzvos ein srichas kavana. What does that usually mean? When I do a mitzvah, even if I'm daydreaming, you know, I'm still yotzei my mitzvah. Ein srichas kavana. L'chadchila, I'm supposed to have kavana. But if I didn't have kavana, as long as I didn't have anti-kavana, kavana shelo latzeis, right, then I'm okay. Right, 2 nights ago, right, it was Motzei Shabbos, right before Meir. Somebody came over to me and said, you know, by Shal Shudas, it was already after Shkia, and my son said to me, you know what, tonight on Lag BaOmer, you know, I want a da-da-da-da-da. So, is he still allowed to count with a bracha tonight? He didn't have in mind that he was counting, but it was late enough that it was in the time of counting. He didn't have anti-kavana. He didn't have that I'm saying this not to be Yotzeis. I saw him can't count with a bracha. Here's somebody else's bracha tonight. Because you already said, that's what we always say. Last night, why? Because mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana. By at least mitzvahs d'rabanan, we hold. Right, we're b'chalik between mitzvahs d'araisa, we hold mitzvahs srichas kavana. And mitzvahs d'rabanan, which most hold sfirsa omer b'zman hazeh, is d'rabanan, against the Rambam, that mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana, and therefore he might have been yosi automatically. Is what's the relationship between these two principles? The principle of stama l'shma, which comes up by kachim, which comes up, if I'm shechting the asham, even if I didn't have anything else in mind, as long as I was neutral, I was okay. Versus Mitzvahs Ein Srichas Kavana. So Rabbi Chanan has a beautiful chilek. Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shiur Mipsachim in Os Kuf Ayin Aleph says Shiyehe Miyu Hasam Debilishma. When it comes to Stama Lishma, Ein Hadin Al HaAdam Sheyechavein Ella Sheyehe Hadavar Miyuchar L'Shem Kach. Says Rabbi Chanan, by Stama Lishma, we're always talking about a chefsa. We're talking about an object. Where does Stama Lishma come up? It comes up by a carbon. It comes up by gittin. It comes up by Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. It's all about a chefza, an object. That's where the principle of Stama L'Shma comes up. The Heichashu Miyuchan Me'elav, and therefore, if something is naturally already designated like a carbon, the second that I said this should be a carbon, it's already a carbon. The Kohen didn't have proper Kavana, but I made it as a carbon. So that's why it's easy to say Stama L'Shma there. Ein Tzor Kavana Sa'adam Klal. K'mo B'Kadshim, to Stama L'Shma Kaimi. V'im Ein Adavar Miyuchan Me'atzmo. If it's not naturally Lishma. For example, a get. It's a piece of paper. It's a piece of cloth beforehand. If the sofer doesn't have the husband and the wife in mind when he writes the get, so then that could be a lack. But that's all the issue of stama lishma, lav lishma is all about where there's a cheftza involved. Right? This is an issue that comes up here. It comes up by chatas. We can speak about it by any of the karbanas. We're just doing it today. Ava mitzvah strichas kavana hadinhu rak al ha'adam shiachavin l'shem mitzvah. That's a gavra concept. I should have proper kavana when I do the mitzvah. Ubazen nira de lo mahani lomar stama l'shem mitzvah kaima. You can't say stama l'shma by a mitzvah. No, it's about the person. The person has to have kavana. They be called makam ha'adam lo kivin l'mitzvah. And therefore, that's why it comes up by if somebody is blowing a shofar for music. Right? So that you don't say the stama l'shma, lav l'shma. It's mitzvah srichas kavana or ain't srichas kavana. And if you say srichas kavana, you're not going to be yotzei. You don't say a principle of stama l'shma. But that is an important principle related to this concept of what one has to be thinking when one does the avoda. If you want to look also, Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shir Mechelek Beis and Simen Chav Beis, he also talks about this. What about lishma by tzitzis? What about lishma by tefillin? Is a problematic thought by Kachim what he calls a posel or just a lack of with nafkaminas? He quotes Rabbi Chaim there. So feel free to look at that piece in Rabbi Chanan Chelek Beis, Simen Chav Beis. Continuing a little bit more now, go to the last os in the Minchas Chinuch, Ve'ein Mekablin Miyad Goy. We do not accept ashams from non-Jews. U'miyad mumar lavod zara olachal shabasos from a heretic, u'le'inyinim humumar lo'saveir yivor kalachamim komo. That's not so clear, and that's going to be discussed elsewhere. But Pasha is we don't accept it. We don't accept the carbon from a mumar as well as from a guy. Why not? So we just had that a couple of days ago in the daf. Which carbonas do we accept from a guy? But we paskin only olos. Only a carbon ola is accepted from a guy. Why? What's the uniqueness of an ola? So we mentioned in the past the beautiful thought of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov writes in Parshas Bereishis, V'hine yesh machlokes ikaris ben Yisrael v'amim. There is a major machlokes between the Jewish nation and other nations. Dila didan, according to us, ha-nefesh v'haguf yesh lahem kashur sinteti. We believe that the soul and the body has a synthetic, has a connection between them. Kamo shebi a Ramban, like the Ramban says, v'yipach pa'apav nishbas chayim. Hashem put a neshama into our guf. He also says it on Nasa Adam. Nasa Adam, so Rashi quotes, it was just a Nava. The Rabban says, no, Nasa, Hashem says, let's take earth and heaven and make a person. Because we are made of spiritual and physical. Klomar, Shigam HaRuach, Nasa LeBasar. Alidei HaRkava, Nasa HaAdam, Lemin Bir Yechadasha. That's what we believe, that there's a mix of the spiritual and the physical, and we're Makadish ourselves. Abo HaAkam Omrim, but what do the non-Jews say? Ki HaNefesh Nimsa B'Soch HaGuf, the soul's inside the body. It's forced in there. It has a space that it stays. It doesn't come and mix with the guf. And that's why, what's the holiest people? The holiest people are people who don't talk. The people who are never married. Those are the most holy. And that's why, says Rabbi Yaakov, they had to come up to create a leader of their religion to say that what happened, that God came down and had a relationship with a woman. Because how could you say it happened from a physical relationship? You can't create a God based on a physical relationship. That wouldn't be ruchani, that wouldn't be religious, that wouldn't be kodesh. And therefore they have to come up with a story that there was an immaculate conception. Says Rabbi Yaakov, that fits into their lishitasam. But we don't believe in that. We believe, what does our Torah say? The greatest goel that we had in human history, Moshe Rabbeinu. What did the Dafka say? Vayelech ishmi beis levi, vayikach as bas levi. Regular human beings were his parents, right? As the Mefarshim emphasized, it doesn't even say their names, because it's emphasizing they're just humans. And that's reflected, says Rabbi Yaakov, in the Karbanis. Bnei Yisrael could bring a shlamim, machatas, and asham, which are partly eaten by the Mizbeach and partly eaten by the people, because that works with us. We could have a mix. But non-Jews, only olis. Only olis. Why? Because they don't understand the concept of bailim or koanim ochlim or bailim is kaprim. They don't understand that. And that's why the Gemara says in Psachim, Daf Samaches, that we've discussed in the past, that on Shavuos, everybody agrees, we paskin, that you need lachem. You're not allowed to fast on Shavuos, you have to have a meal. All Tanoim agree to that. Why? Because we celebrate that our Torah is for human beings. Our Torah is related to the physical world, the spiritual and the physical mixing together. And that's why he says, of course, that's why a lot of Yom Tovim have the seasonal, physical illustrations in the Torah, Chag HaAviv, Chag HaAsif, because it's all about the bridge between the physical and the spiritual. And that's why, says the Menchas Chinuch right here, that we do not accept ashams from a goy or from a mumar l'avodah zarah l'chal Shabbos, who has the status of a goy. Okay, we'll have to stop here. This is some discussion of Karban Asham. Beth Hashem, tomorrow we get to the next mitzvah, and that is...